as writing got more and more used in some of the Thai monastic orders, it does seem that those monastic orders became stricter about the interpretation of some of the rules. And you see this kind of thing in Protestantism as well, when people went back to the Bible and started reading exactly what it says, then you see the emergence of this new phenomena that they call fundamentalism, right? Where because the written word is staring at you from the page and it says this, people tend to interpret it in a stricter way than if it's delivered in an oral way and it's kind of floating, the words are kind of floating around, you don't see them in front of you. So maybe, I know this is a little bit counterintuitive actually to many people. In other words, the idea that an older, more traditional way of doing things, you know, having the elders recite something orally to younger people and then they memorize and recite it, you would think that that would lead to a more conservative interpretation of some of the ideas. Mm-hmm. But in fact, sometimes the written version leads to a more conservative interpretation, simply because a word is a physical object and you see it in front of you and it says what it says, you know. And you might feel that, well, it says to do this, it says that the world is going to end on such and such a day or whatever. And therefore you just feel that, you know, there's some truth to that.
Right.
Whereas if somebody says it, you know, the second they stop saying it, the words disappear, right? So the words don't have as much weight. So I think that writing did influence some of the monastic groups towards a more conservative interpretation of the rules, for example.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there's a list of rules, and this is what it says, so we're going to follow them.